Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Okay, it's 4:20, Tuesday afternoon. Please welcome Mr. David Hasselhoff.
Good afternoon from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, David. How are you?
Everything is sunny and beautiful and straight ahead. How are you, Scotty?
I'm very good. Where are you right now?
I'm actually in my kitchen in Bel Air Estates in Los Angeles, and it's going to be about 85, 90 degrees today.
And what time is it there?
It is 8:20 a.m.
We just woken you up.
Well, actually, I'm actually going out to do a video today. I'm doing a little song that's going to be coming out called...
Are you playing that on your CD player now?
Called Don't Hassle the Hoff, and a lot of it's come because of you, Scott. You've started it again.
I know, it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. I mean, last year, I mean, because of you, Jump in My Car went to number two, and it was downloaded almost 12 million times on the internet, and now you mentioning my website, Hasselhoff.com, I've gotten like over 5,000 members on my Hoff space, which is terrific, and it's exciting. It's a lot of fun.
No, you've just woken up. What are you wearing at the moment, David? A lot of people want to know.
I'm wearing black running shorts and a Hawaiian shirt.
Wow. Yeah, you're really setting the scene for us right now.
Yeah.
Now, David, there was a slight moment where I thought you'd forgotten me, because it said on your website, I must meet this Scott guy. And I was like, oh, hang on a second, I've met you before.
No.
I thought
no,
we were
Scott
friends, David.
Running my website, I said, make sure you post something up and say I'd love to come and do the show, because I'm going to be in the UK very soon. I'm coming up there to do the Friday Night Project, and I'm quite excited about it, and it'll be airing July 4th, and so I thought, after I do the Friday Night Project, I'll come on the show. But my assistant didn't know that I had been on your show, and the fact that you were almost personally responsible for getting Jump in My Car to number two. And now with Hasselhoff.com, it's amazing. What I've wanted to do is open up my own social network, which is like MySpace, to have a safe spot where people can, from all over the world, can communicate with each other and have fun and have a place where you can poke fun at each other, poke fun at me, but kind of bring the world together, and then in the end, maybe bring all these members together and just do Hoff festivals. And since you announced it on your radio station, we went from 1,000 members, because we just opened this up last week,
right,
to almost 6,000 members, and we're from Japan to Serbia to the USSR to China, all over the world are coming in.
Wow.
And it's great, man, because it's a lot of fun, and people are sending in the craziest messages that are absolutely hysterical. And what we're going to do is we're going to have kind of like what you do on the radio. It's just been, instead of just, I know your channel goes out through all of the UK. Does it go out to Scotland and Ireland as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why, because I'm getting a ton of members from Scotland and Ireland.
Love that.
Yeah.
Now, there's a bit on the website called Hassle the Hoff where people can leave you a message. Can I ask, David, do any of these people slightly scare you? Like the woman who plays the harmonica. Have you heard
Tammy.
Her? Yeah.
Tammy, who plays the harmonica.
Here, let me play a bit now.
Hey, David, this is Tammy. The next song today is the first Noel.
It's June. Yeah, she's on quite a lot, isn't she?
Yeah. Yes, I think, the good news is that Tammy is getting much better. She's not getting much better, maybe, like, in her mental life, but the harmonica, she's getting a lot better.
I also like Crazy Wendy. Here she is.
Okay, David Hasselhoff, this is Wendy Lee. I am from Windsor, Vermont, and you are my one true love, and I hope to meet you someday. And I'd like for you to tour anywhere in Vermont, because I would appreciate it, because I would like to meet you.
Oh,
that's very sweet.
Isn't it? And this one.
Hey, this is awesome. I'm in my room right now. I'm going to say that I love your name. It's so cool. Hasselhoff. Okay, bye.
I just want to say I love your name. Bye.
You know what, Scott? It's absolutely amazing. We did a live broadcast from I was locked in a suite with Simon Cowell's girlfriend for 12 hours.
Good morning. You know,
Terry Seymour.
Yeah.
And as a gag for Extra, which is a big show here, and we went out live, and we had people from all over the world calling in because of Knight Rider and Baywatch and Jump in My Car, and it's just a way of really having fun and bringing everybody together. And hopefully, if we get like, you know, 10,000, 100,000 members, we'll give away free tickets and do a concert. And I'd love to come on your show when I'm there. Are you going to be up and running?
Oh yeah, I'm all about that. We want that to happen, if possible.
If anybody, well, tell all your guys to get on there and you keep this Hoff thing going, because, you know, the more I get, the more people I get on there, the more opportunity I'm going to have. We're actually doing contests. I just sold a movie called Jungle Brats, and we're going to be doing contests on the Hoff space for people to be in my movies, to meet and greet, to get free tickets, and then we want to do our own Hoff festivals, because when I was in the UK selling my book, everybody was in line dressed up as me, Scott.
I know.
It was very weird.
What happened to Hoff the Musical? I was going to be in that, remember?
Yes, you are. You're going to be the guy in the stand, like, criticizing me, you know?
Oh, okay.
No, Hoff the Musical is still in the works. We actually changed it to Viva Hoff Vegas. But,
excellent.
I mean, I'm actually coming to the UK with my daughters, and then we're going to go look for a castle. We want to buy a castle and call it the Hassel Castle.
Yeah,
we
I love that.
Do a gigantic concert in there. So
and then I'll come around for tea, etc. That's all going to be on. Now, Chappers,
yeah.
Can I just say, do you recognize this voice? This is one of the messages on the site.
Hey, this message is for David Hasselhoff. I just called to tell you that you're great. You're like an incredibly cool guy and compassionate singer. You're tall. You're handsome. You look really good for your age. And I love your music. Sorry about your dog. And I just wanted to know what's
now,
going on.
Does that remind you of anybody in particular?
Yeah, it does, though. Yeah.
I've been trying to find out who that is.
I know. But that's
really
not you leaving a message for yourself, is it?
No, you know, it sounds like he's doing this really great impersonation of myself.
Mm. And yeah.
And, it's, you know, I can't find out who it is because he won't leave his return number.
That's so annoying.
You know what? I'm going to tell that guy, listen, if you call in again, I totally agree with everything you said,
yeah.
And leave your phone number.
Okay. Now, listen, when you come to the UK, what do you like to eat, David?
I like Bubble and Squeak.
Right, okay. Well, we've got this amazing place called the Hungry Horse here, which you would like. Also, I do have that voucher still for Frankie and Benny's,
don't
remember?
You?
So we can
absolutely
go there if you want as well. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay, you come to Frankie and Benny's with me, would you?
I would love to come to Frankie and Benny's.
I'd love that. Okay, now I know you're coming over and you're going to do the Sunday Night Project with a guy called Justin Lee Collins. Now, you might have a bit of a trouble understanding him, I think.
Is he Scottish?
No, he isn't Scottish. No, but he speaks a bit like that from the West Country, innit?
Oh, okay.
And also, the other guy that does the show, Alan Carr, right?
Yeah.
Chappers does an amazing impression
of
him.
No, I don't. I don't
so
do an impression.
This is just what he sounds like.
I don't do an impression of Alan Carr.
It's been like that, innit?
Oh, great.
Yeah. Anyway, so you have fun with them, and come and see us soon, all right?
I'm looking forward to it, and keep the love light burning, man. Keep playing those messages. I think they're hysterical.
Thanks, Hoff.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now it's time for our game, Badly Bleeped TV. Right, it's just a simple missing words game. What we've done is we've taken some of our favourite shows on TV right now, and you can play along at home or in the car. Just try and guess what the words are. We'll play along in the studio with Chappers. 81199 is the text. Actually, this is you, first of all. A bit of Badly Bleeped radio from yesterday. So see if you can remember what you said. Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
There's part of me that thinks he might have shit himself in a tanning booth.
So what's the missing word?
A lot of people misheard this.
Right.
Yesterday.
Okay, I'll play it to you again. You should know this, though. I shouldn't really have to play it to you.
No,
there's part of me that thinks he might have shit himself in a tanning booth.
Shut.
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 You sure?
I'm absolutely positive that that's what I said.
There's part of me that thinks he might have shit himself in a tanning booth.
I think that's just your northern accent.
Yeah.
There's part of me that thinks he might have shit himself in a tanning booth.
It's quite close, isn't it?
It is quite close, yeah.
But it really was shut.
Anyway, back to the TV, okay? Our favourite Ready, Steady, Cook, okay, with Ainsley. Are we ever on that?
Yeah, in about 3 weeks, I think.
Are we? We did it ages ago, didn't we?
Oh, ages ago.
Yeah. Anyway, have a listen, see what you think. You can guess what the word is.
The hand that smashed a thousand There's, there you go.
That's very true, actually.
Go on, again?
The hand that smashed 1,000 there you go.
That's very true, actually.
Play along at home.
Windows.
Windows, you think?
Yeah.
Let's see if you're right.
The hand that smashed 1,000 winners, there you go.
That's very true, actually.
Oh, winners, that was really close.
It was. Do I get half a point?
No.
No,
because it wasn't the same word. Okay.
Close.
Ready? Yeah. More Ready Steady Cook? They love it on there, don't they?
You're so f***.
I know I can't get away with the loud shirts that you wear.
Oh.
So. You're so what?
You're so f***.
I know I can't get away with the loud shirts that you wear.
Oh.
So. What do you think?
You're so...
Do you want it one more time?
All I can think of is rude words.
You're so f***.
I know I can't get away with the loud shirts that you wear.
Oh.
So. You're so flamboyant.
Flamboyant is a good guess.
Thanks.
But is it right?
You're so fit.
I know I can't get away with the loud shirts that you wear.
Oh.
So. You're so fit.
You're so fit. I love Ainsley. Yeah. Seriously, though, his shirts are amazing, aren't they?
No, don't say.
Let's not do that again.
No.
Okay, Gabby Logan's on next.
Right.
Is she up for sport?
She does sport, yeah.
What does she do?
She does some football and she does a show on Five Live.
Oh, okay. Here she is on the TV.
What I'm liking about
stimulate
it...
Stimulate my test. I suppose almost. That is actually how they are grown.
Just let me know what the word is. Again?
Yeah.
What I'm liking about
stimulate
it...
Stimulate my test. I suppose almost. That is actually how they are grown.
This is... All I can think of is testy fresh. stimulate my tomatoes.
What I'm liking about
stimulate
it...
Stimulate my test. I suppose almost. That is actually how they...
Could be testy fresh, but it isn't.
Stimulate my testosterone,
it's
I suppose.
Oh.
Close.
And now, from Radio 1 Newsbeat...
And we're talking f***ing before 6.
Again.
And we're talking f***ing before 6.
Anna Lee off the news.
Cooking.
Cooking, you think?
And we're talking clocking before 6.
Very close, though.
Clocking?
I don't know. Now the filth that is Spring Watch.
But Charlie, we can't sit around here f***ing. We've got a programme to make.
Do you know what you've bleeped there?
No?
It's not... I think it's the kids' version of Spring Watch,
oh.
And that's a puppet.
Oh, I see. I was going to say, that doesn't sound like Bill Oddie.
I think that is a puppet of kids' telly. Do it again.
Well, that's not right, is it?
But Charlie, we can't sit around here f***ing. We've got a programme to make.
Is that a puppet?
That's a puppet off the Storymakers.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to go talking.
Let's see if you're right.
But Charlie, we can't sit around here thinking. We've got a programme to make.
Oh, I'm doing very well today.
And one more for you. These last two, by the way, were sent in by our friend Julian, who's got so much free time in his hands and loves badly bleeped TV so much he actually makes his own. He's in the middle of doing exams at the moment. Doesn't revise because he's well clever. Right, this is from The Weakest Link.
I'm Steve, I'm 50, I'm from Essex, and I'm a... I'm Steve, I'm 50, I'm from Essex, and I'm a...
Firefighter.
Firefighter?
Yeah.
I'm Steve, I'm 50, I'm from Essex, and I'm a photographer.
Oh!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Now, do you remember last week, on Your Sick, we did this story about a man who'd been bitten on his... by a snake.
Yes. Whilst he was trying to go to the loo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the last thing you expect, isn't it?
Yes.
The Cairns carpenter, I've just found this, who used rum to smooth the pain after he was bitten by a snake, has become an instant media celebrity. He was bitten by what is believed to be an Eastern Brown while on a fishing and hunting trip in April. Now TV stations and magazines want to hear his story in detail. And now, this has become...
How much more detail do you want?
Yeah, I got bitten on it. By a snake. What else do you want me to say?
You know.
Now I've found two more stories, which is making me think that this is quite probable this could happen at some point.
Why?
Right, okay, listen. A 6-foot snake has been found in the toilet bowl of a 10th floor Australian flat. It's believed the black-headed python had been living in the plumbing of the Darwin building for some time.
How do you miss a snake that big?
I don't know.
And also, has it got 10 floors up?
I don't know.
Right, okay.
Snake expert Chris Pabrudi rescued it after the tenants of the apartment got the shock of their lives, the Northern Territory News report. When I I was pretty shocked, Mr. Pibbity said. It's one thing in the Territory to have a green frog in the toilet, but not a six-foot python. It would certainly scare you if it came up from the depths of the toilet.
Yeah.
You're not
wrong.
I know, just sat that you'd be right. Imagine you sat on the toilet at Radio 1 with your copy of the Daily Star like you do every day, and then suddenly a rare python comes up between your legs.
6 foot python between my legs. do your own joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said there were no windows or other spaces. The snake, which is as thick as someone's wrist, could have gotten into the bathroom. Yeah. And then there's another one. A Gloucestershire woman has told of her shock after finding a 4 foot snake in her toilet bowl. Kay Robbins spotted the yellow and black Californian king snake peering over the loo seat. She and fiancé Brian tried flushing the reptile down the loo, but it slithered onto the bathroom floor. They finally trapped it under a bin and called our RSPCA officers, who took it to a wildlife centre. I thought Brian was playing a trick until I saw it moving, said Kay. I couldn't scream because I was so scared. I couldn't use the loo for a while. No, really?
Brian's obviously a bit of a prankster.
I'm going to check now every time. That's everyone's worst fear. You don't want to be bitten on that by that, do
no,
you?
No, you don't, no. So every time you sit down from now on, you'll be checking.
It's like you were talking about teeth yesterday.
Oh, God.
This would make a great film. Snakes what? In the toilet. Think about it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe the plot involves like a hotel, loads of quite glamorous people, and then let me guess,
snakes in toilets.
And then some snakes have just somehow got into the plumbing.
Right.
I don't know really what happens after that on the plot. Anybody else that's...
You might need to flesh it out a little bit.
I'm asking the listeners to do that now on 81199.
Mind you, if they can get the plot of teeth through, then you do stand a chance.
We could at least shoot a trailer, maybe. Maybe that's the thing we could do with the Hoff.
What, sit him on a toilet and get a snake to pop out between his legs?
He said, let's do something crazy and something amazing. Let's not just sit in the studio and take calls.
There you go.
So there we are, right
there.
Let's
film him on the Radio 1 bog with a snake between his legs.
We're going to make Snakes in the Toilet with David Hasselhoff.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, now, you know, ages ago we were talking about the fact that we might want to go on Hollyoaks. Well, they said that they might want to have me on Hollyoaks. And they said they'd write a part for me. Well, they have.
Right, and what's the part?
A policeman again.
A policeman again?
Yeah. I was a policeman in the Bill a couple of weeks ago.
Have they seen the tapes of you in the Bill and decided...
I doubt that very much.
...that the policeman's role is made for you?
I don't know. But I've just had to give them my measurements for the police uniform again.
Right.
I can't wait.
So
we're filming it on Thursday, and apparently it's a pivotal scene in Hollyoaks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you do more than get yourself a cup of tea?
Yes, I speak.
You speak?
I'm not just carrying a tray this time.
What do you say?
I don't know yet.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's going on here then?
Evening all.
But yeah, I'm a policeman like I was in the Bill. Do I have to do that thing where you kind of like stand up and down like that? Look at the one that doesn't speak now. Yeah. Do I have to do that?
I hope so.
So, on Thursday morning...
But you don't know what you've got to do?
No, okay. But there's something very, very bad that happens in Hollyoaks, and I'm doing my acting. And
what?
And I speak. And I can't say too much, there's be a plot revealed.
You're nicked.
You're nicked. So we'll go to the Hollyoaks set on...
You, Tom.
We have Toms in Hollyoaks. We're going to the set on Thursday morning, and I'll film my bits, and then I'll bring some of my... fellow Hollyoaks cast members in to the show.
On handcuffs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, earlier we were talking about a lot of instances recently of people being bit on the bits by snakes coming from the toilet bowl, which is, like, going to make me check every time now. See, this
especially
is why...
Especially if you're filming your bits.
See, this
well.
Is why I couldn't get on. Even though I would really want to go to Australia, I'd be really scared... Every time I went to the loo, if there's a spider there or a snake's going to come and bite me on the...
It's a good way of getting you on You've Been Framed, though, because you do want to be on You've Been Framed, don't you?
Don't want to be on that much.
So, imagine you're sat there filming your bits, a snake comes out the toilet and bites you, £250, and a Harry Hill will make a joke about you.
What more could you ask for?
Should we mock that up?
No.
Should we do that as one of the mock-ups You've Been Framed?
No. Anyway, we're talking about this would make a great film earlier.
Brilliant.
And I asked for some plot lines for this this film, Snakes and Bladders. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Where are you today?
I'm in Bridgend.
Pardon?
I'm in Bridgend in in by Cardiff.
All right, and have you got a plot line?
I do, yeah.
Go on then.
All right, okay. So it's a hotel.
Yeah, like that.
So I'm thinking if it's a brand new hotel that's just about to open up, and it's the opening night, and there's a hotel sort of like next door which is really sort of jealous. So they decide that they're going to try and put loads of snakes into the water system through all the plumbing.
Right.
And,
so this rival hotel who's jealous of my new swanky hotel put snakes into the plumbing.
Well, she hasn't said you're the owner of the new swanky hotel. I think you've just created a part for yourself.
You can be the owner if you want to be. Oh,
thanks. It's like Hotel Babylon with snakes.
So what happens is the hotel obviously doesn't know this. They've decided for the opening night they're going to give loads of famous people a free hotel room for the night.
Oh, I like that. So you get lots of famous people in there doing cameos.
Exactly.
Nice, like that, yep.
And I'll also be there as well because obviously I'd like to...
Oh, you're in it too, are you? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I am, yeah. But there's loads of... so obviously the people decide to have a nice night. They go up to the toilet and all of a sudden these snakes start to attack people. But what's worse is the snakes are actually poisonous.
And they all die?
People start dying. And then they know what to do. But then enters Hoffman.
Hoff comes in, yeah.
And he saves everyone. He finds this antidote and starts to...
I love it.
And then the snakes become... So they all die.
But sadly, it's too late to save the hotel owner.
That's right, yeah.
Why?
He was the first one that went.
How does the Hoff get the poison out, please?
He's got this antidote that he finds somehow. He
oh.
Phew. I was going to say.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Don't think he'd agree to that.
I'm kind of thinking that right at the end that Hoffman should maybe be the owner of the other hotel anyway.
Yeah, that's a good twist. God, you've really thought about this.
I have, yeah.
You're having a quiet afternoon.
Yeah.
Pretty much, just waiting to pick my husband up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for your idea for snakes and bladders, and I won't nick that at all and claim it as my own.
If you do mind, I'll be chasing after you.
Okay, then.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.